Wisdom says, follow the unknown. The unknown is the only true place. Everything we are experiencing falls under the category of unknown. Even the experiencer himself falls under this category as well. So the best we can do is to take our experience deeper into it. The only place further back in creation than the unknown is the unspeakable. And there is no route from the unknown to the unspeakable. There is no path to the unspeakable. So we have to leave the unspeakable where it is. Some people give it a name, but the name that can be named is not the eternal name, as the Tao would say. It's simply the unspeakable. The unspeakable gives rise to the unknown. The experience of the unknown rises up between the pole of unknown and the known. To know is to be. So being contains the connection between the unknown and the known. The next best thing we can do is be. The experience of being or knowing and life energy is the connection between the known and infinite life is complete. And that's all it is. And the connection between life and death is man. The Bible calls man Jesus Christ. What comes from man is nothing really. Man is the experience between God and himself. You are God experiencing God in a physical form. To greater and greater goodness is your experience. It is a slow, clogged process physically. It's like practice. If you manifested everything that you thought of and became instantly, you would be doomed. Your physical body may be destroyed already. You would not be able to function because of the influx of thinking you have. So it's a good thing that we don't have immediate feedback from death or physicality. Because if we did, we would be in trouble. So this is like training wheels. This experience between eternal life and death. Until we gain a full understanding, or should we say knowing, and then the polarity between knowing and eternal life begins. Knowing seems to be some kind of an end to life. What would be the point of life if you know? This would be some kind of absorption into absoluteness. There would be no reason for words. There would be no reason for growth. There would be no reason to see what you're getting back. There would be no trials or errors. There would just be, and that is all, being. It would be being without anything else. But when man passes through death, he gathers an individuality. Being of the nature of infinity, when man passes through this physical body, he will never not be an individual. This is called a soul. So once the soul has completed its experience physically, the soul is in the experience of eternal life. In between the experience of eternal life and knowing. Man is now experiencing forever. Man is now experiencing all time. All space. Everything there has been, everything there ever will be, man is experiencing. This is why masters like Thoth were said to incarnate multiple times. It had the choice of coming back. This would demand full command over physical existence. In order to have a physical existence, there must be an existence in time and space. Somewhere on Earth, somewhere in the universe. wherever that experience occurs, it only occurs at a point. But what if the one that you are is simply consciousness itself on fire? That would mean that you have an existence, a personal existence, in the consciousness of everyone in physical existence that walks the earth as man. You wouldn't be able to direct yourself, because you wouldn't immediately be connected to the physical part of life. You would be a step back. But you can connect to those minds that are connected to the physical. And you would operate as some kind of oversoul. Appearing where you are called. And you wouldn't be some partial existence. You would exist in principle, in totality, untouched and unscathed by anything resembling death, because you are eternal life. So somehow you become a god. We have access now on this physical plane to those gods because they are us. The many of us on this earth are those gods split into many pieces, having our individual experience of rising out of our individualized bodies into an individual eternity. This process does not happen automatically. This happens by spiritual action or movement upon the waters. Have you ever felt that there were guides that seem to come with you wherever you are, that are simply consciousness? And do you feel like the receiver of something that goes beyond you and comes through you as music? Or art or writing, but when it comes out, you just know it's something else. That something else is the eternal life. It's like chords on an instrument. The beings of eternal life. They can be strung any way. by one who is awake within this dream to make a melody of beautiful manifestations and experiences and awakenings. Through the content of consciousness that inevitably, if held there, manifests as life or man. What comes through man are the vibrations. What comes out of man are vibrations, reverberations. In harmony with his inside. So the key is always inside. When you know all is good, the unknown becomes your friend. You only know things are good when you recognize things came into existence from God's contemplation of self. And God is intelligence, awareness, harmony, life, livingness. And when those qualities are contemplated, there must appear a polarity immediately by which that experience, that cause, can be felt as an effect. So the cause of the effect is animated. The animation of God is man. Man is the animation of God. That's what it means to be made in God's image. It's not a still image, it's animated. What are we except an image that is animated? An imagining that has come to life. A contemplation that has come to life. What has been contemplated for us to come to life? God Himself. Who's the contemplator? God Himself. That's all there is. So we, man, are the experience of God experiencing Himself. But we are cut off from knowing. There is simply eternal life and death. The knowing is beyond us at this point. So we give the knowing to where it remains between knowing and eternal life. So we just refer to the eternal life at the core of us, which is connected to knowing and expresses knowing. And we give it our cares and concerns. Because why? It knows what you want. It knows. Not only does it knows that manifestation is desired and requested. And being good by nature, it gives. Good simply means good on its word. The word is the promise or the law. The law is always good. It always behaves exactly the same. So it is completely impersonal. So the contemplation of a thing makes it come to you no matter what. It's the way it is. So when you contemplate something, it simply activates mathematical responses that appear on the screen of space or the screen of mind, which is your physical world. It's a screen. And that screen is a reflection of mind. So while we're here, what is it to do? Well, the cause of this is God's desire to feel his own life. So, follow what makes you come alive. Follow the joy, the bliss. Because that is what this existence is. Is God's experience of his own joy.